I have two podcasts for us this morning. In this first podcast, I want us to consider why Jesus went to the cross. We're told in Isaiah chapter 53 that Jesus bore our griefs and carried our sorrows on the cross. We're told by Jesus in the Gospels earlier, specifically Matthew 16, 24 through 26, that if anyone would come after him, they should deny themselves, pick up their cross, and follow him. And then we're told in Galatians that we fulfill the law of Christ when we bear one another's burdens. And in Philippians 3:10, Paul is saying he wanted to know the power of the resurrection in the fellowship of his sufferings. So these are all scriptures that are hard for me to understand apart from listening to what they have to say together. But when I put them together, the message I hear is that just as Christ bore our griefs and sorrows on the cross, we are to bear the griefs and sorrows of each other. And as we do, we'll be denying ourselves, following him, and we will enter into a fellowship, a special kind of fellowship called the fellowship of his suffering. And there's a mystery in that, because as we experience the fellowship of his suffering and deny ourselves, we also enter into an experience of the power of his resurrection. And so in part two of today's message, which is the second podcast that you'll be hearing, we have the story of Simon of Cyrene. And Simon of Cyrene is one of my favorite characters. I think about him all year long. There's something about him that I just sort of identify with, because so many times I find myself at a crossroad and I feel like I get blindsided by circumstances, and yet the circumstances often take me into places that I never dreamed of and that are a place where I can do good for God. And what we know about Simon of Cyrene is that he came from a part of Africa, northern Africa, where modern-day Libya is, that was about 900 miles from Jerusalem. So it would have taken him several weeks to get to Jerusalem. And he's coming in from the country, we're told, when you put all the Gospels together. He's coming in from the country, just as Jesus is coming out of the city of Jerusalem. So he's going one direction, Jesus is coming out. In the opposite direction, he sees the commotion. And it's a horrible commotion. If you look into the details, it's like witnessing an accident on the freeway, or looking into the details, or you don't want to see what happened. But he's forced to look into the details because the Romans force him into service to help Jesus carry the cross. Not because they care about Jesus, probably just because they want Jesus to survive to the point of Golgotha, where he could be crucified. And we're told that he's carrying the cross behind Jesus. He's denying himself and coming after Jesus. And he was forced initially to do this, but I believe it became a privilege. So the rest of what I want to say is in part two. Please listen to part two. Enjoy it from a standpoint of letting God bring to you insight. Read the scriptures about Simon of Cyrene afresh and apart from this message, and meditate on how you are like Simon of Cyrene, especially during this time where our country is in trouble and in a state of emergency. Our country needs the church to help carry the burdens of one another. God bless.